Hi, so here we are at Selhurst Park at the final whistle. I'm here with Brian Owen. Alan's here with me as well. Brian, just done the double over Crystal Palace.
Yeah, I'm just trying to put it into words and headlines and pictures. We've got some great shots of that great shot of yourself by Anthony Knockhart. Yeah, got to enjoy it, haven't you? Obviously, we're working, we're busy. We haven't really got the celebratory sort of feel, but we can see it in that far corner. Players got over. Lewis Dunk attempted to do
he
the
went
Basuma
a little bit
dance.
Disco mental,
yeah,
didn't
yeah.
He,
really? I think it was the Basuma dance steps you had done. Knockhart just jumping up and down.
But it was a brilliant finish from Knockhart, but it was a game that was really, really low on quality.
Yeah, I was just typing, actually. It was almost a competition for who could give the ball away the most once it got
oh,
to
you heard what I was saying to everyone else.
I think I just saw it with my
yeah,
eyes.
We all did.
including Knockhart on one occasion when he led a counter-attack, but then that's sort of going to be forgotten, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, as we know, it's a windy, blustery day. It was highly competitive. There was a time when it looked like Palace were perhaps the more likely to force the issue at 1-1. But what a pass by Dale Stevens. We were behind that.
It absolutely was. It was a game where we didn't really play with an awful lot of width. There was a lot of congestion in the middle of the field. And the one time that Anthony did get wide, Dale Stevens found him and he pulls out a finish like that.
Well, another thing I've been putting in my live report here was they were knocking long diagonal balls looking for Wan-Bissaka, and it was probably a difficult day to play that pass in those conditions. Mm. So for him to then execute like that, Dale Stevens, and it's probably what we should be talking about, and the finish, and Glenn Murray, fantastic finish, and Lewis Dunk's fabulous block on a day like this, rather than some of the passes went astray.
Yeah, but it was a day where Glenn Murray was probably a little bit upset not to be starting the game, so then he started the game.
Well, he wasn't supposed to be playing, was he?
No.
Knockhart, I think home fans thought probably shouldn't be playing at that point from about the 28 second onwards, but what Paul Campbell, the media manager at Brighton, when he came and confirmed the change just before Cook comes in, he'll get his 100th league goal now, won't he? So fair play to
And it was one hell of a finish from Glenn, but you've got to look at the defending. And James Tompkins, for a second game in a row against us, lets us in.
Windy conditions. Windy conditions. Very difficult to judge that.
That's probably the most diplomatic thing you could ever say about that. He just completely misjudged it.
It got worse every time you saw it, didn't
yes.
it?
Yes. Well,
the defending.
No, better.
Better, yeah. Yeah, but I don't know, probably not to dwell on those. I mean, poor defending by Proper on the...
Yep.
Why did he stick a foot out? I mean, it's very easy for us to sit here and say, don't stick your foot out.
Yeah.
But I just think it's going to be remembered, isn't it, for that fantastic finish by Knockhart. The Murray goal almost slightly overshadowed in a way.
It is.
And what it means in the league, and a double, they don't come very often. Or
well, that's
here.
35 points
first,
now.
That must be our first double over Palace, 35 years? Something like
no
that?
Idea.
A long time.
No
certainly
idea.
My lifetime.
Absolutely. No, I've got to say a big shout out. I mean, we were talking about a lot, I don't know if you agree, Brian, but for us, our man of the match was Dale Stevens. He was in the middle of everything. He got absolutely
Broke
everywhere.
Broke things up, didn't he? Played nice passes, and then simple passes, and that one.
Yep.
That would also credit, I think, to the manager, because at half-time in particular, I was typing away, you know, we saw in the first half, Knockhart was booked early, Montoya was booked quite early, Zaha set up camp on the left wing, and I was just thinking at half-time of doing this live blog, do you put Solly March on down the right and take Knockhart off as a defensive? We were even talking about, do you start with Solly March even before the game, weren't we, more in terms of Jahanbakhsh, but he kept him on. I mean, Hughton kept him on, he didn't think defensively did have that, you know, Knockhart can do something special, as he sort of we had on our back page this week, Anthony Braveheart.
Yes.
And he came up, I mean, if I think a few of us, if we were the managers in that position, we might be thinking at half time, take him off, he's on a yellow, Zaha's attacking that flank and puts on him off.
That's exactly what we were saying.
We thought it was a red card waiting to happen. There was a couple of instances in the first half where he was found wanting defensively, and you could see the rest of the team screaming at him, and you could see, you know, his shoulders dropping. You got that sort of petulant walk along him from him, and, you know, sort of, don't pick on me, I'm just little Anthony. And well, the thing is, he then sort of gets his head down and delivers. I mean, I say those sorts of shots for him here would have ended up in the baked bean aisle at Sainsbury's behind that goal. But, you know, thankfully the net got in the way. It's something we can share for ages.
Just remember it for decades, and it was just perfect. It had a little bit of curl, just enough to kiss that post, and right, just in the right spot to drop in. And I just think, yeah, it's not probably not a not an afternoon, early afternoon to be thinking of negatives and what wasn't quite right and this wasn't quality there and that. It's just one to enjoy, just one to savour, and especially as being won by an absolute moment of genius.
Yeah. We're now joined by Steve Bailey from the Brighton & Hove Independent as well. Steve, were you a little bit concerned when Marcel Montoya got a booking so early against Will Zaha?
Yeah, well, you look at Zaha's quality, you know, his danger, his threat, his skill. But I think Montoya, after that, he dealt with him really well. I think there was one occasion where he got past him in the second half. But other than that, I thought Montoya had a pretty solid game. And obviously, you know, you worried at midway through the first half when you got Knockaert and Montoya, both two players on the right-hand side on the booking. But no, I thought there's a few nervy moments at the start of the second half, when, especially after Palace equalised, and you thought, is it going to go Brighton's way or not? But, you know, Knockaert's goal, what a way to win it.
It was. I mean, it was ironic that Knockaert got the hook straight after scoring that goal of the season, possibly.
Yeah, definitely goal of the season, I thought, so far. Stunning strike. And then, yeah, I think March probably came on just to shore things up a little bit more. Down the right, he's a bit more maybe defence-minded than Knockaert slightly. I assume he was going to come on anyway, even if Knockaert hadn't produced that moment of magic. But yeah, what a way to win a derby, and first double over Palace since, what, 1984?
Well, you're saying goal of the season. You could have a winning goal versus Crystal Palace of the season. Oh, yeah. That would be a pretty high quality goal.
And are you the judge of this competition, Brian Owen?
No, it's just an idea. Just my suggestion. You can vote between yourselves.
Okay, and who will you be voting for in this competition?
Really don't know.
I mean, you've got the technique from Balogun's finish as well at the Amex.
The pace of Andoni, you've got the pace of Murray. No, you haven't. You've got the technique of Murray.
You've got the Murray technique. What a collection of goals. I honestly don't know, but what a nice position to be in.
Absolutely. So that's answers on a postcard to the Albion Roar at Radio Reverb 97.2 FM, online at RadioReverb.com. We're going to leave that there, and you can catch our normal show next Saturday on Reverb, and we'll see you then. Thanks for listening. Bye.